There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
Engage.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to the edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that unites countries. With me tonight, because Lee is off, gallivanting or something, is the little man from Ireland, Aaron.
Little man?
Well,
I'm 6 foot tall, sir.
Yeah, well... Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize you were that tall.
Huh. Nobody ever does. I think it's because I'm mostly leg.
That's what the ladies say, at least.
Mm.
So, Aaron, tell us a little bit about yourself for those folks that don't know what you do on the webs and other places.
On the interwebs, I am a writer and slash video maker once in a blue moon. I'm basically a comedian. I do stand-up, I do improv. I transfer some of that onto the interwebs where I work at the website of Doom. I do reviews and stuff there. And I have a comic coming out from Button Press Publications, a small indie publication called Artos, that will be out just after Dragon Con. So I'm a jack of all trades and master of none.
And you'll be doing several things at Dragon Con, right, this year?
Several. Actually, more than several. I think it totals to 8 or 9. But yeah, the Gonzo quiz show, which I think is a bit of a Dragon Con staple at this point. I co-host that with Ken Plume. And we are on every night of the con this year. We're on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. So you can have to catch us at least once. And then we have I'm doing an improv show on Friday and Sunday, and there's a big concert that we're organizing with lots of cool people like Paul and Storm and Molly Lewis and Mike Furman and stuff. So there's a plethora of things. You can find me on the Dragon Con app under Aaron Fever, which is my name, funnily enough. And yeah, you can see all the different things that I'm involved with there.
Now, during the course of this, will you be hunting any aliens or ghosts?
Well, as you know, John, I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Who do you call, though? If you were afraid of ghosts, who would you call?
I would call the awesome female team that are lining up for next year, because I'm very excited about that movie. But I would also call another female I know named Lee Bennett Connor.
Lee, welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
Hi. Do you know how this thing works? Great.
I think I do. Hi. Yeah, that would be me. You're going to call me about ghosts and aliens? That's cool.
Yeah.
And Sasquatch. And Sasquatch. Always have to do it with Sasquatch, too.
So Lee is the head of the director of X-Track. For those of folks that don't know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself, Lee.
Tell me about myself. Okay, so I am for Dragon Con purposes, I am the director of Dragon Con's X-Track. X-Track is the track that is related to conspiracies and paranormalish odd stuff. So we have, of course, the X-Files show. We have Twin Peaks, Wayward Pines. I think we're still deciding. But we also have shows like Grimm and Lost and Fringe. And this year we've got a lot of new shows. We've got Scorpion and Mr. Robot and Under the Dome and Extent and even Proof. So we've got a lot of new shows this year.
You have Under the Dome?
Yeah, we have Under the Dome.
Okay, did you have that last year too?
And actually,
and is there any way you can get rid of it?
I'm trying to be good. Yes, we do have Under the Dome. I think last year it was still kind of in limbo. Weren't really sure, but what I'm putting it with, this is a huge spoiler if nobody has read the Under the Dome book. So mute me for the next 10 seconds and then come back. But yeah, I'm putting Under the Dome with Extant and The Whisperers, that's also one I have this year, about how can aliens invade the planet in different ways. So if you've read the book, you know that's kind of what that's about. So
the TV show may have absolutely nothing to do with this that at this point. But
and
whatever.
You know what? It is very, very possible because the TV show has had very little so far to do with the book and was very upsetting, actually, because I tried to. I really wanted to love it, and I only allow it now to exist in my house. So that's what I do. And we're going to have a lot of fan panels. We've got some great guests. I've got Nick Lee, who played Krycek on X-Files, and Jerry Harden, who played Deep Throat. They're both going to be there. I've got panels with them. I've also got the Warehouse 13 people back, and Eddie and Joanne are going to be there, along with another writer and a costume person from the show. And I also have just got a guest who is from Helix, and I am all of a sudden, of course, blanking on his name, which is very embarrassing. It is Neil. He's from Helix, and you guys will all know him because he's Neil. And where is he?
Yeah, everyone knows Neil from Helix, right?
Yeah. All right, Neil Napier. I couldn't get Napier out. Neil Napier, and he was Dr. Peter Farragut. And so he's going to be there. And, you know, it is also still kind of a month away from Dragon Con, a little less than that. But we're still going to be doing other things.
24 days at this point, Lee.
24 days. So, I mean, there is still the possibility somebody else could get added. I mean, today we had a really big name added. Not for my track, unfortunately.
Who was it?
But Karen Gillian got announced today.
Gillian. She's my future wife. Sorry. Get her name right.
Amy Pond will be at Dragon Con. Gillian.
Good.
Gillian is your future wife. Okay.
By the end of Dragon Con, you don't know. It could happen.
You would have just the most adorable little ginger children ever. That would be awesome.
I want you to tell her if you pop into her, by the way. Just please.
If I pop into her, I will tell her I have a friend who wants to marry you, and you both would have the most adorable ginger children ever. The gingeriest. So that would be beautiful. It would. That would be awesome. So people are still getting added to the guest list, and we're good. We're doing doing a couple of panels. We're doing a panel on Can Hackers Be the Good Guys? We've got two shows that are trying to show that this year. So we're going to be doing that, and we're also going to be talking about and I forgot my biggest show is Agent Carter. Agent Carter on Extract. Yes, so excited. That's a government kind of conspiracy thingy. And we have Agent Carter, and we are going to be doing one panel just on Agent Carter and one panel about kind of those mini series and mini shows and how do we like them and do we like them or don't we like them and what do we think about them. And so we'll be talking about Agent Carter at least twice. And I'm very excited about that because I adore that show.
Now,
Peggy Carter, it kicks ass. There is no other term for it.
Now, you also have Lost, and Aaron, you typically are on a Lost panel.
I was wondering how long it would take before we started talking about me again. Thank you, John.
Talk about you. Sorry.
As we all know, the Dragon Con schedule is liquid. But I do believe it's around Saturday evening we have a Lost panel scheduled. I'm excited this year. We're going to do something slightly different with it. Because in previous years, myself and yourself, John, have both done the panel along with JJ Hawkins from the website of Doom. And I think we've probably done it too many years in a row. So I'm going to try and change it up a little bit. And we're going to invite the audience to be the panelists this year, and I will merely be the man holding the microphone to the audience members, but we're going to actually call some people out from the audience up onto the panel, and they're going to sit there and be the panelists for the day. We're going to call out about three of them at least, and then we're going to take just questions with everybody and just make it a bit more of a communal thing, because that is what I think Lost is. It's a very communal show. I think everybody loves to talk about it and share ideas.
I agree, because I think Lost is one, I think Warehouse 13. I mean, all of our shows are really communal. I mean, when we do those fan discussion, we really do our best to get everybody's opinion and really try to talk throughout the room. One thing we're doing this year, we got it as a constructive criticism on the app last year, and I think whoever sent it, which is they said they needed a microphone, a wireless mic, so we could pass it around to the audience. And we have asked for that. So we will have a wireless mic. So if you have a question, you'll be able to say it and everybody will be able to hear it in the room, which will be great.
Now, your room
I think that'll be really helpful.
Your room isn't terribly big, though.
My room isn't terribly big. My room holds about 150-ish before the fire marshal gets upset. And but it is
But we've definitely filled that with like
yes, and we've that's the one thing is most of my panels except early morning, which just nobody wants to be up at 10 a.m. Except for early morning panels and really late night panels, most of my panels are pretty good. We get a lot of people there. I think a lot of people, it's hard to. They want to make sure that their question is heard and they want to make sure that they can get it out there. And I think that helps. Not everybody is as loud as I and Aaron are and project our voices loudly. So I think it's important. And I'm glad it was a really good, those are the kind of constructive criticisms I like. Cause I can, those are things I can do about, I can't do anything about what happens in the lines. I'm not there. I'm so sorry. I wish I could. But yeah, so we're going to do that. And but I think people are going to be, what I want to do with X-Track, and I continue to try to do this, is try to find new things to talk about. That's why we're talking about the, do we like this idea of a mini series? We're talking about the X-Files and the Twin Peaks, the re-envisionings and reboots and restarts. I mean, we're going to be talking about that. Do we like those? Do we not? I want to do a lot of fan tracks, because I think that's one of the most fun things about DragonCon, and that's how you kind of find your community is, when you're starting to talk to people about, oh, well, in Lost, what did you guys do one year? I think you okay, so everybody who likes Kate on the left and everybody who doesn't like Kate on the right. And,
yeah.
You kind of saw how it all.
We need to stop talking about Kate.
Yeah,
need to stop talking about Kate.
Yeah,
you need to stop talking about Kate because you're a very little mean English fan who doesn't love it.
Wasn't like other people. Didn't she say? Wasn't the comment was that because she doesn't do what the men want her to do?
Yeah, I was put in my place with that a little bit. It was a funny for me. It was just a fun running joke. Like, I didn't really care all that much, but it was fun for me to pretend to really hate her. But after being put in my place so firmly by a wonderful audience member last year, I was like, okay, that's the end of that joke, gone.
I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, it was. It was not. I mean, kudos to that woman. What I was going to say is that you've had a few shows added to your track, as you said, but you've also had a lot of shows on your track for near 20 years. What's the challenge of finding something new every year with a show, for example, like X-Files, who you've had for forever?
Well, forever. And that's why, thank God, the track is called X Track, not X Files. Because first of all, Fox would have had a fit, but second of all, Fox and Chris Carter. But when you bring shows in and you have an open kind of theme like we have, that helps a lot. That keeps a lot of things fresh. I think the other thing with X Files is there have been a couple of years where we haven't really talked X Files. And last year was the year we did it. X Files turned 21. Which was kind of funny. And so we all talked about our favorite episodes and why were these our favorite episodes. And, you get a little surprised sometimes. One of the ways to keep it, first of all, the audience keeps it fresh because they're going to have new ideas and new opinions. But second of all, when you hear a Catholic priest say that he thinks Home is one of the best X-Files episodes, even one of the best episodes ever of TV, you're like, really? The priest said that? Really? So, there are things that always will get you in our track. The great thing is we talk about our shows too and what we love and what we sometimes aren't thrilled about. There was a very big feeling in our room when we did a fan discussion last year on Warehouse 13. We did probably 75-80% of the people were not thrilled with parts of the finale. Mostly being Pete and Micah getting together. That was like, I'm sorry. It's been out for 2 years. I'm not going to spoiler on that one. Sorry. But yeah, it is tough to keep it fresh. And so you're trying to find something. It's going to be great now for X-Files and for Twin Peaks. that they have kind of rebooted themselves, restarted. I don't know what the term is going to be. I mean, I don't think it's really a reboot.
I think X-Files is just a return.
I don't know what it is. Just a return. Yeah, it's just, we're just restarting. We're just back. Yeah. And there's a lot of questions on whether or not they're pretending the second movie didn't happen. I haven't heard that yet. They are supposedly, though, doing in this little, I think it's going to be 8 episodes is what they're talking about right now. In this 8 episodes, there actually is supposedly going to be a sequel to Home. Which,
Oh, really?
That was the weirdest episode ever. That Home was the one to me that just, it really does kind of define how far that show could go in a way. Now, you have to remember back then you didn't have Breaking Bad on AMC. You didn't have some of those things. So,
well, it's going to be 8 episodes now, though.
Yep.
I thought it was only 6.
Now I think it's going to be the last I heard was 8.
Okay. Well,
now
I mean,
it might be that it starts with a, well, and it might be 8 hours that it starts with a 2 hour and it ends with a 2 hour. I don't know.
Okay. So what other panels do you got besides, cause you did mention the priest, you do a lot of other panels that are sort of, not necessarily, related around television shows or movies.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other panels you do?
Well, yeah, we're doing, sorry, I cut you off. I didn't mean to.
No, I think you're actually on delay.
I'm on delay somehow.
Yep,
that's just great. There. Am I better now?
I don't know.
I hope so. we're doing a panel.
Apparently not, because I just told that joke like 10 seconds ago.
Okay, great. Oh, crap.
Just answer the question.
Just ignore us. Just ignore you. We're doing a panel on MJ-12, the Majestic 12 documents that came out. We have some people going to be talking about that. We're going to be also, of course, talking again about Grimm this year. And we're going to be doing something on Children in Peril. I think that's kind of a new trope. We are seeing it in a whole lot of shows. Grimm, The Whisperers, and a lot of others. And people are, you know, I don't know how... It's not a great trope sometimes because it makes you a little worried. Intruders had it as well. Intruders did it in a way that you're just like, whoa, that was really painful. So we're going to talk about that. That's going to be a lot of what we do. And then we're also, one of the other shows we have, and I didn't mention it, is Person of Interest. So we're going to be looking at what all the last seasons have done and where do we keep hoping this show is going to go. We wanted to do a science one with Person of Interest, and it's just cannot fit it into the schedule. We's booked. I'm even double booked a couple of times, actually. So,
Lee, could you please name the children getting hurt panel? Won't someone please think of the children? Could you please name it that?
Unfortunately, it's already named. I should actually just send you all my panel ideas and let you name them all. Mm. That would be great. I'll do that next.
You really should.
I should. I will tell you that writing up panel, the worst part of this job is writing up the panel titles and descriptions, because I just want to say, oh, we're going to talk about Agent Carter. Oh, we're going to talk about that. And it's like, no, I have to like write a real description. And it's like, okay.
John, do you want to rat her out for the year that she screwed us over with a title description?
No, I will allow you to do that.
Okay.
Oh, God, Billy.
As we said before, myself and John have hosted the last panel for a number of years. And I believe it was last year, maybe it was the year before. Lee
It was two years ago. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We put the title of Lost. So what was it all about? Find out in our new panel on this Saturday or whatever day it was. And a vast majority of the comments on the DragonCon app afterwards were, well, they didn't really answer anything. They didn't tell us what it was about. Yeah. It's like, no, because we never planned to. We don't know what it's about.
Because none of us know what it's about, actually, I think that's actually the point of Lost. I even sometimes think that's the point of Fringe. And that's a show I have. Oh, I have bad news about Fringe. But yeah, I'll just start doing that, Aaron. There you go. Now you've got a new job.
What's the bad news about Fringe?
Well, I was supposed to be interviewing John Noble. He is coming to Dragon Con, and we're very, very excited. But he is only going to be able to be here 2 days, which is Saturday and Sunday. And I was going to be interviewing him and mostly talking about Fringe, and I'm not going to be able to do that. He's going to be on a Lord of the Rings panel with some other guests, and he's going to be on a Sleepy Hollow panel, which is actually, if there is a time I get to go sneak away, if I can go sneak away to that Sleepy Hollow panel, I will. But I promise you I will have something that I can't do it for, because that's just how my Dragon Con goes. So I'm still hoping maybe somehow he'll be able to come on Friday and then I get him or something, and all of a sudden he says, no, he'll do two panels on Saturday and we can talk about Fringe. Because I just, to me, Walter is one of those characters for, I don't know. I mean, that show was, I watched that show as a binge show. So if I had been watching it in real time and it had like had some of those endings and things like that, and I wasn't able to go to the next episode or the next season as fast as I did, I would have been insane. I don't know how you Fringies did it in real time.
I saved him up on the DVR and I think watched him like three.
Is
at a time.
What you did?
Two or three at a time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I would have probably gotten to that. I really would have. Fringe was a show, and I admitted this, I've said it before, I couldn't get into when it was on because I could not get past Pacey not being at the creek. But then I finally got over that and was able to watch it as an adult show. And actually, I thought all of the people in that, I thought that was it is a great, great show. I now get why people loved it as much as I did.
Lee, I know how you feel because I missed Dawson's Creek too. It's gonna pour one out for it.
Well,
here.
See, I have to. Well, here's the thing. My sister had Dawson's Creek was. I was a little too old for Dawson's Creek, but my sister was not. And my sister loved Dawson's Creek, and and was a big Pacey fan.
Lee, so, I didn't know you had a younger sister.
I do have a younger sister, 9 years younger.
How's she doing?
She's good.
How tall is she?
She's good. But how tall? She's. We're about the same height.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're the same height, and she has three kids, and I am the overindulgent aunt. It's awesome. Okay. Yeah, how did you not know I have a sister? You've met my nephew.
I don't know. Well, I should probably point out to any brother. I should probably point out to any listeners who don't know myself and Lee's dynamic. For the last 7 years, I've been at Dragon Con, and Lee has essentially sexually harassed me for 7 years. And
this is really therapy for him right now.
Yeah. So it's not just like
harassed you. I have not harassed you as
you
much.
You flashed him. Oh, that was somebody else.
That was you, actually.
Verbal
I didn't
is
flash
harassment
you. I tried
as well.
To flash
the...
you, and then I hurt myself. Aaron.
Verbal counts as well.
I haven't harassed you as much as another female on our panel.
Hey, okay. Lee, no means what? No, even if it's in an Irish accent.
I know. No. Yeah, well, and I did have to tell them last year during something to please don't hump the AV guys. Please don't hump the AV guys. That was bad.
But I was the AV guy. Why'd you stop them?
He was not pleased with that, was he?
No, he wasn't. And I stopped him. I said, don't do that. Yeah.
In hindsight, it seemed like a lot of fun. It felt like, hey, it's a party, but no.
Not everybody was there for the party. That's right. But we bring that up because there is something we're really doing different this year at Extract. We're doing something new. We're having a party on Sunday night. And it's going to be a karaoke. Yay! It's going to be karaoke for charity. And it's also going to be a dance party, hopefully. Now, again, all this is subject to change. But we are doing karaoke. We've got the room. And we're going to be doing at least 2, if not 3 hours of karaoke. You give a donation. We're not going to say how much. It can be a buck. It can be whatever. But give a donation, and we're going to karaoke, and we will figure out how many we can do, and we'll do it as long as we can. I think people, for some unknown reason, people love karaoke. And my staff, who loves to embarrass me, as I think we all know, my minions, my volunteers, they are actually trying to come up with some songs that I could karaoke for, like, you know, somebody will give $5, Lee will sing like Muskrat Love or something. So the worst songs possible to karaoke or something. I don't know what that's going to be. I'm a
what's
little nervous.
What's the name of that musician who did like the Toy Story soundtracks? Is it Randy Newman?
Yeah, Randy Newman.
It is.
Yeah.
He has a song called Nobody Loves Short People, which I think you should
really
sing.
And that is not going to be that one. You know what? I might have that one on there, but it's going to be really, really expensive.
Okay. I'll go into my pocket for that.
If I have short people on there, I'm telling you right now, if I have short people on there, which is probably a lot of people would like it, it's going to probably be close to one of the most expensive ones on there. So, but yeah, okay. We're really excited about that. It's going to be Karaoke for Charity. It's going to be Sunday night, starting at 8:30. Location TBD, soon to be announced, hopefully, because they are still moving big rooms and stuff like that around. But yeah, I'm really excited about it. We raised overall last year, DragonCon raised over $62,000, which meant that we raised over, I don't know what it was, but with 65,000, sorry, 65, because with the DragonCon match, it was 115,000. That went out.
And you can get all these other accurate statistics on the extract through the whole of DragonCon.
Well, no, that's why we're a conspiracy track. We don't believe in accuracy. And so then, but this year we're trying to do that. And extract fans, extract panel, extract people, extract the people who come to our things. You gave over $4,000. I think it was $4,400 went to that you guys gave, and that's why I dressed up in a costume for the first time last year. So this year we're going to be embarrassing me with karaoke, which is just a terrifying idea if you've ever heard me sing. It's not a good idea. It's really bad.
Well, so
yeah, I know that's the funny part.
So you mentioned something that you would like to get out for, which was Sleepy Hollow panel. Is there anything else that you'd like to see? Let me ask you the question this way too. If you weren't the director of X-Track, where would you, and you couldn't go to the X-Track, the X-Track didn't exist, neither did the Paranormal track, just for the sake of argument here. Okay. What track would you spend the most time in?
You know, that is tough for me because I'm, I grew up on Star Trek and Star Wars. But I love a lot of the American sci-fi. I love them all. I don't know that there would be one track I would. I probably would spend a whole lot of time going between main programming, different ones on that, just to hear the different things. Like to hear the actors from Sleepy Hollow and hear the actors from the 100. I've actually been watching that with my son and we really enjoy it. So yeah, I'd probably be doing that. I'd probably be the main programming hopper because I just want to hear what the actors are saying. And I love listening to that. I love a lot of those fun stories that they give you. And you get to see, there is something about when you see somebody who you've seen as an actor and you've really enjoyed them, and all of a sudden they're at DragonCon and they just get a giggle fit and cannot stop. Or they just go off on a riff on something and you're just like, that's cool. They're like real people. And it's kind of awesome.
Cool. All right. So whereabouts are you located? Where in the world of DragonCon is your room?
All right. So I'm going to try to give directions so John could even find me.
Oh, good luck with that.
Because John is bad at that. I'm in the Marriott, which is in the middle hotel between the Hyatt and the Hilton. I'm on the M level of the Marriott, M for Marriott, M level, and I'm in 106 and 107. I'm right beside costuming. So if you start seeing a big line of people that are in costume and it looks like they're just lining up for something, if you follow them and keep going around them, you'll get down to my room. I'm all the way down at the end of the hall.
Now you're on the Skywalk level between the Hilton and the Marriott as well, aren't you?
Yeah,
if I remember rightly.
That's if I am remembering correctly, that's the M. No, I am one level down.
You're one level down, okay.
I am one level down because the where the main ballrooms are is on the sky level. I think.
Okie dokie.
Wait.
No, you're talking about coming from the Hyatt. You know what? We should probably not confuse people any further.
Oh, that's true. Yes, I am.
Consult
right.
Your app.
I am very.
Yeah.
Sorry. The Hyatt and Hilton. Yes, you're right. I am on the sky level of the Hilton. You basically go from my room down a hall, and then you're right at that little sky bridge to the Hilton. Yes, that is exactly correct.
Now, the Hilton is a hotel, right?
The Hilton is a hotel. Very good. Yeah, John.
Not Paris Hilton, right? You're not
no.
You're not on top of Paris Hilton, right?
we should probably put a warning out to people that there is more than one Hilton in the Atlanta area. I know this because in previous years, a friend of mine got drunk and got a taxi to the Hilton, but it was the he ended up in the Hilton somewhere completely different and not the one in Dragon Con anymore. So and we had to go pick him up.
By friend, you
the
mean
downtown Atlanta
friend,
Hilton,
right?
Yeah, yeah, by friend, you mean
you. It wasn't you, right? No, certainly not you. No.
It was a drunken old man. It's fine. I may be drunken,
again,
but I'm not quite
not,
old.
Well, yeah, not quite old. You're still young.
All right.
Yeah, so, yes.
All right, cool. So,
and our... what?
Go ahead, Lee. Go ahead.
My Twitter, our Twitter is DC_Xtrack. And we also have a Facebook, which is DragonCon Xtrack. You can find us. And we do have a website. It's under the official DragonCon website. So if you go to What To Do and Fan Tracks, then you can find our website. And we don't have a lot there. And I will also answer the question because John is going to ask me at some point, is why don't I put out my schedule right now? It's because everything is changing. So I can't. I can't put out my schedule yet. It's liquid. Well, actually, it's more like cooked Jell-O when it's not yet set, so it's still kind of moving around a little bit, but not as much as it was.
I always tell people it's not really until about 2 weeks out that things start to become firm.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about a schedule.
And we're talking about schedule. And that's actually about the time that the DragonCon app comes out. And so if the app is not out about 2 weeks before, I will then put out my schedule. But usually I wait until the app comes out because I just think that's – I want you to use the app. And I think that's going to be the most up-to-date way to do it.
Yeah, but always I think it's good for people to follow not the main DragonCon Twitter page, but there's the Daily Dragon.
The Daily Dragon, yep.
They're very good at updating, even after the app comes out, of like changes from like someone who had to cancel a panel and stuff like that. They're very, I find them a really good source of seeing changes to the schedule.
And they're very good about if an actor had to drop out of a panel just for some reason, even if it's so that you know, wait, why aren't those, there were supposed to be five people up there, there are only three. Well, they'll tell you they had to, you know, sometimes they've had to leave early and things like that. So. But it's always, but no matter what, you're going to have a good time at all the panels. So please, please come and please, please come and give to our charity because we're going to ask you to. And can I also talk about something else now?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, good. So we want to get John in a costume this year for 50 days of Dragon Con.
Okay. Let me just reiterate that we are now only 24 days out. I have no costume picked out. Okay. All right.
Okay. But John, I think I have the perfect one for you.
Oh, I have the perfect one for him too. So we'll have to talk about that offline.
Let's talk about it now.
Yeah, Aaron. No. What do you have, Aaron?
No, it's supposed to be a surprise. What's Aaron's? Okay. All right, I'll listen to Aaron's.
I feel like, because I love this show, and I love this character, and I love John, so I feel like these all should work. I think John should dress up as Bob from Bob's Burgers.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
It's a very simple costume. It's like an apron and like a mustache. That's all he has to sort out, but I think he can pull it off and look pretty badass.
No.
That is my suggestion.
No.
Apparently, Lee does not agree.
Yeah, Lee wants to embarrass you.
Yes. I was Wonder Woman last year in a tutu, but that was an awesome
Lee
tutu.
Wants something where I have to wear a dance belt.
No. Well, yeah. Actually, even in my costume, you'd probably want to wear a dance belt. Even though, all right. But we are going to be putting up a GoFundMe, and it only is going to be $500 to get John in a costume. So... And we have two things. We think we're going to be able to give out some buttons if you give $20. And if you give $5, we're going to give out stickers. So you'll just come up to us at DragonCon and we'll give you the I Got John in a Costume sticker or button if we have them, which we think we will. So, but do it because it is all of the proceeds. There is a small percentage that GoFundMe pulls, but all the proceeds will be going to the DragonCon charity no matter what, even if we don't get it up to $500. But I bet... It's 24 days. We can get it to $500. I totally believe
this. Do we know
what
the DragonCon charity is this year?
The DragonCon charity is the Lymphoma Research Foundation. For we've lost some people to lymphoma, and we've had some other DragonCon family members. We call them family members. Struggle with lymphoma, and so we are It's a terrible, terrible disease, and we are giving money to research.
That's a worthy cause.
A very worthy cause. A very, very worthy cause. And every dime will help. So give to it. Give money. So there we go.
So before we sign off here, this is going to be for both of you guys. We're going to do a quick this or that. Okay. So I'm going to give you two choices and just answer with the one that you want to choose. What is your one? Okay, here we go. Of course, Lee is on a delay, so this should be fun.
Okay. I should let her answer first.
Yes, make it as awkward as possible.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, Doctor Who or Doctor Girlfriend?
Doctor Who.
Doctor Girlfriend.
Lost or X-Files?
X-Files.
Lost.
Mario or Zelda? Wow.
You know I don't play video games. I guess Mario. Mario!
Mario. That was the easiest one.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Excuse my language. Oh, for fart.
Great. Now I have to actually go edit the things.
Yeah. Star Wars. Edit her long pauses.
Star Wars. That's tough. That is really tough. Aaron? Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Metallica or Man O' War?
Metallica.
I can't let their drummer win anything, so Man O' War.
Google. Yeah. Google or Apple?
Google.
For the maps, Google.
The Creek or 90210? Meaning Dawson's.
The Creek.
The Creek. The Creek.
Yeah. Bacon or Cheesy Poofs?
Cheesy Poofs.
Bacon works better in the cheese sandwiches.
Minions or Stormtroopers?
Minions.
Stormtroopers.
Sushi or Mexican?
Sushi.
Mexican.
I got to ask this question, though, real quick. Lee, are you answering right after I say it, or are you actually pausing?
I'm pausing.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking.
I probably should go first, then, because these are way easier for me.
Yes, you go first. Go.
Loggins or Joel?
The second one.
Joel? Billy Joel? Okay.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, Billy Joel.
No, wait, no. Fuck no. I can't leave Danger Zone behind. No, sorry. Kenny Loggins.
Weston or Sheridan?
Weston.
Weston.
The Rock or Schwarzenegger?
The Rock.
The Rock.
Con Air or Orange is the New Black?
Orange is the New Black. Jeez. Who dare you, sir?
I haven't seen Orange is the New Black, but it's about women, so Orange is the New Black. I know.
The Matrix or Blade Runner?
Blade Runner.
Do androids dream of electric sheep is going to be my side answer to that.
Yeah, I know. The original book would be the best answer.
Only three more. Hooters or Hard Rock?
Hard Rock.
Hard Rock.
Alien Apocalypse or Battle Dogs? Those are sci-fi movies.
Oh, I'm going to go with Battle Dogs because it sounds fun.
Alien Apocalypse because I've seen it. Oh, God. That's bad.
Okay. 5 days of Dragon Con or 6 days of Dragon Con?
Four days of Dragon Con.
I'm sorry, Lee. That's not the choice. You only have two choices, 5 or 6. How many days of Dragon Con are there? 5 or 6?
I go with 6.
There are 6 days when I have my friends around me and I am doing things for Dragon Cons, but it's not 6 official days.
Come in on the Wednesday, go home on the Tuesday. If you don't, you're a wuss, is my answer to that.
I'm leaving on Monday. Is that bad? I'm a wuss now. I am coming.
Whenever you leave me, John. Whenever you leave me, it's bad, John.
It makes us both correct.
All right, Lee. Let everybody know where they can find you guys again on the webs. Also, Aaron, also let us know where we can find you on the webs.
Okay.
You can find us on.
You go.
I
hey, Lee. You, no, you go first, Lee.
Hey, Aaron. 50 days of this. 50 days.
You have not had the delay 50 days. Hush that up.
That wasn't necessarily what I was referring to.
You started all of this with 50 days. Not me. You started it. You. You can find us on Twitter at DC underscore extract. You can find us on Facebook, DragonCon Extract. And you can find us on the web through the DragonCon What to Do, and then go to the fan tracks. And then you can find my personal Twitter, which, dear God, you probably don't want to read it, but it's Lee BC.
All right, cool. Aaron, go.
I am on every social platform as Aaron Fever. So if you're on Tumblr, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, like anything, it's Aaron Fever, all one word. I'll spell it for you if you're inclined. It's AAARONFEVER. And you can find me on the DragonCon app when it comes out as well. If you want to come to any of the stuff we're doing, I'll be doing, you know, for example, a wonderful show called Solve This with John, who's also on the line here, which is a great comedy show that we do for the last couple of years, and just a plethora of things. And also, here's a personal plea to everybody out there. There's been a couple of years previously where lovely, lovely attendants to the convention have taken pictures with me. They've asked for my picture, which is a great thrill. Never be shy to do so. I always love it. But they don't ever show me the picture. I never see it. Show me the picture. Send me the picture. If you're on any social media and you have a picture with me in it, please send it to me. I'd love to see it. Because memories, they're like the corners of my mind. Misty watercolored memory.
I can't afford that. Sorry. I can't afford it.
I'm sorry.
No, you probably cannot afford that one. No.
But yeah, so I'm really psyched for this year. I think this is genuinely, and I know this is a dumb thing to say because it's like what everybody says about everything. I think this could be the best year yet. There's some wonderful things planned. So I'm excited to see everybody. And not too long to go, folks.
Oh, God.
Do you have a couple of improvs you're doing too, don't you? Or is that mixed in with the Gonzo?
They're back-to-back shows. So the Gonzo show on Friday evening, actually, which is early enough Friday evening, it all kicks off at around 5:30. Again, the schedule is liquid.
Okay, hold on. 5:30. Does that mean 4:30 or 5:30? Or 2:30? Because 2:30 would be 5:30.
I'm going to even mess with you a little more. 17:30.
Oh, that I know.
That one's easier.
Okay, so that's on, and then the quiz show's first, and then the improv show is on afterwards, and it's all in the same room. It's all in the Imperial Ballroom on the Marriott. Then on Saturday, there's a concert first, which all our guests are on, and then a quiz show straight afterward. That all kicks off at approximately 8:00 in the atrium in Marriott, 8 Atrium Ballroom. And then on Sunday, we have the quiz show and then the improv show back to back again, same room. You won't be kicked out. You won't be made to queue again. So once you go in, you're going to see a heck of a lot of celebrities, have some prizes thrown at you, and just a lot of comedy and laughs. It's 8:30 on Sunday in the Regency 6 and 7 room in the Hyatt.
See, and that means you can't be at karaoke to make me sing Short People.
This is very true, but I will send lots of people with video cameras to do my bidding. But yeah, so there's some of the big shows that we're doing. I'll also be doing the last panel, as Lee said. Maybe I'll show up to one or two here and there as surprises too. I have a want to do that every now and again. So yeah, I'm really jazzed. There's lots of cool people involved this year. Actually, hold on, I'll do that. I'll name a bunch of people involved in our shows. If you want to come to see any of our quiz shows, you will see the likes of Paul and Storm, Bill Corbett, Molly Lewis, Hal Lublin, Mark Gagliardi, Doc Hammer, Scott Adsett, James Urbaniak, Trace Blue, and Frank. Why am I drawing a blank on Frank's second name? From Mystery Science Theater.
I don't remember it either. I'm drawing a blank too. The only thing I can
Frank
think is
Corbett?
Frank Corbett. No, that's Bill Corbett.
Anyway, everyone knows Frank from Mystery Science Theater.
TV's Frank.
I don't know why. I've worked with this guy for years. Joseph Scrimshaw, The Double Clicks, Mike Furman, among many, many others. A few surprises lined up for people too. So yes, please, like Sylvester McCoy will be working with us again this year at the concert and stuff. So I'm jazzed beyond belief. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And fingers crossed, I'll propose to Karen Gillan before the weekend is out.
Good luck with that. All right, so
let me know how that works on for you.
All right, so Lee, you're in the Sheridan, right?
I'm in the Marriott M106 and 107.
All right. So until next time, for Aaron and Lee and the vacationing Lee, this is John saying until next time, peace.
I miss Lee.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.